Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Me broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, as we await for my brother Robert Gross to join us, wherever you listen to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, we thank you for this day once again you've made and that you have blessed us to see. Father, we come humbly before you because we acknowledge that you are the all-wise God and that besides you none is wiser, none has greater understanding, nor does any possess a greater knowledge. And therefore, Lord, seeing that you are all these things, we humble ourselves to make our requests known unto you with thanksgiving. And our request is that not only for your spirit to be with us, but we ask that through your spirit, you release to us the understanding that we are in need of this day. And Father, I pray that you will bless the word as it go forth tonight from the lips of my brother and even from my lips, Lord God, to those that are listening. And then bless the hearers to develop a hunger to seek your face concerning the things that is brought before them. So, Lord God, we thank you once again for this golden opportunity you've given us. We will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Once again, we thank God for another blessed day, another time, golden opportunity in the name of Jesus Christ. And tonight we are on part two of false revelation teachings and practices. We're dealing with the revelations tonight, and I am coming to you with research and report, and my brother will come with you with the scriptures on this very thing that we're talking about. I share with you, for those of you that listen to part one, if you are first-time listeners, let me encourage you to listen to part one. If you're on the God's Word of Man page here, on this page here, you may see a Bible, a picture of a little Bible, maybe up the upper right-hand corner, something like that. If you do, you click on it, Dropbox will come, click on episodes, and it will show you all the episodes that we have done before, okay? And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you may be able to, if you don't see the Bible, the small Bible on the right side, you might be able to click on the God's Word of Man logo and get a Dropbox from there too to listen to past episodes. In part one, we share with you concerning Joseph Smith. And we have been talking to you, and this whole thing is not primarily centered on him, but he's involved. The overall thing of this whole series that we've been doing is to show to you the work of the restitution, restoration that God is talking about that he's going to do in these last days. And we had to talk to you about Joseph Smith and the involvement of Joseph Smith also, because he was involved to a degree where God had brought forth one of the signs that the restitution, restoration had begun. And it's the book called the Nephite Record, where God, by his power through the stones of the Urim and the Thummim, translated to Joseph Smith as he read it off to Oliver Cowdery as he wrote it down. And therefore, the Nephi record had come forth. But we also share with you some of the locus of Joseph Smith also, the same one who God had used in dealing with the translation. We wanted to show you the locus because, you know, many of you hear Joseph Smith's name and you automatically think Mormon or Mormonism. And in one sense, you're partially correct. And with some of you, you think that because you've heard all that bad that he never did any good. But that's not true. When he was humble, God did use him. But after that, let's be honest, he did fall into error. And one of them was starting of this Mormonism. I want to click my brother on right quick. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Blessing the Lord. Another blessed day, brother. Another golden opportunity God has given us to share the word of the Lord with the people. Amen. And to continue.
Amen.
To drop the pain on that devil. I am grateful
Amen.
To God that he has given us such an opportunity to do that, brother. And
yep.
The greatest thing about it, the devil can't do nothing about it. I mean, he may
That's
rise
right.
up against us, but that word's still going forth. So, amen.
Yep.
share with the people of part two. We are on the night false revelation teachings and practices. We're dealing with the revelation. And I'm going to get them once again this research. And my brother, once again, to all of you, is going to come with the scriptures on what we're talking about tonight to show you that there are revelations that come from God, revelation that come as a man, and that is of the devil. And this is very important because we want to understand this. This work of restitution and restoration that God is doing, there will not be any false revelations having a part in it. That's not happening, okay? False revelations
right.
is actually what it is, false revelations. If there's any revelation that's going to take part of it, it's going to be the revelations that are of God, okay? Now, the same man, Joseph Smith, whom God used when he was in humility, the same man had failures, especially when he was in his pride. And one of the things in his failures that he was bringing forth, quote, false revelation. Now, I want to give you this recount once again. Those of you, you know, I shared this with you Saturday. I'm going to share this with you again. And then my brother's going to come with scripture. Amen. And, you know, in dealing with this Nephi record, when it was in the hands of the printer, and I'm reading this account from one of the witnesses to the Nephi record, whose name is David Whitmer, okay? And for those of you, you know, who had listened to it, if not, those of you the first-time listeners, go back to our past episodes, okay? And I'm going to say you had to go back, you know, we have done quite a bit of episodes leading up to this point. So I want to encourage you to listen to as many of them as you can, okay? Because me and my brother, we actually started on this journey, brother, would have been like, three, four, 5 months? But, whoa, Lord, it's been, you know. But, you know, hey, man, I just encourage you to listen to as many as you can. When you do that, you know, because it'll catch you up to speed. Okay, when you come in the middle or the end of something, many times it's hard for you to grasp. You know, so right now, as I share this with you about the revelations, some of them to you that are first-time listeners, you might go, huh? Well, anyhow, but I'm going to encourage you to do that. So this Nephi record, and, you know, after we finished, and David Whitmer said when it was in the hands of the printer, there was money needed to finish the printing of it. So they got to a point where they was waiting on another brother named Martin Harris, who was also one of the other witnesses to the Nephi record. And according to David Whitmer, Martin Harris was doing his best to sell part of his farm in order to raise these necessary funds. So after a time, Hiram Smith, which is one of the other witnesses, okay, he started getting impatient, okay? And he started thinking that Martin Harris was too slow and that Martin was under transgression for not selling his land at once,
even if it's at a great sacrifice. Now, this is Hiram Smith's thinking now. He's thinking that, oh, Martin, he's too slow, and he's under transgression. Okay. So Hiram started thinking that they shouldn't wait on Martin any longer and that the money is to be raised in some other way. Okay, so he became vexed with Martin Harris, and he thought that they should get the money by some other means outside of Martin. And then on top of this, he started thinking, hey, and don't even let him have let Martin have anything to do with the publication of the book. And this is the wrong spirit, okay? And also, he thought that Martin shouldn't receive any of the profits that will be made from this, okay?
Yeah.
And so he's judging Brother Martin, okay? And so all of a sudden, Hiram said that it was suggested to him. Now, it wasn't made clear who made this suggestion to him. There's no doubt in my mind that Satan had a tie into that. Maybe whether he used someone else to make the suggestion or straightway say his suggestion to Hiram. But Hiram said it was suggested to him that some of the brethren should go to Toronto, Canada, and sell the copyrights of the book for the money, okay? And get this, he's persuaded Joseph Smith now, the same one who God had used at one time in humility in the translation of the book, he had persuaded Joseph to inquire of the Lord about it, okay? And so Joseph had agreed. And Joseph still had the stone. Now, we have shared with you what was the stone. It was the stones called the Urim and Thummim, which God had used in manifesting his power and translating the Nephite record, which was written on golden plates in another language, okay? And so Joseph Smith still had this stone. And so Joseph would look into the hat, because, see, that's how he would put the stone in the hat, look into the hat, power would manifest in the translation of the book. So what he did, when Hiram made that suggestion to him, he put the stone in the hat, he looked in the hat, okay? And when he looked in the hat, he said he received a revelation that, yeah, the brother should, some of you should go to Toronto, Canada, and to sell the copyright of this book, okay? And so two of the brethren, who was Hiram Page and Oliver Cowdery, they went to Toronto, okay? Because once again, Joseph Smith said, hey, I got a revelation from the Lord. Yeah, y'all need to go up. Just like Hiram Smith suggested, okay? So Hiram Page and Oliver Cowdery, who's two other witnesses to the Nephi record, they went to Toronto, and what happened? They failed. They failed to sell the copyright. And they came back without any money. And so Joseph... Hallelujah. They all was at, David Whitmer's father's house when the brothers returned. And David Whitmer said he was there and he was an eyewitness to these facts that Hiram Page and Oliver Cowdery come back from Canada with nothing. And so they begin to be troubled. So you know what the next thing we going to do. We going to ask the man who's supposed to got the revelation what happened. So all of a sudden they turn to Joseph Smith. And they wanted to know, say, hey, we thought you received a revelation from the Lord for the brethren to go up there. And, hey, the brethren failed, okay? He even admitted Joseph didn't understand himself how this was so. And so Joseph go back and inquire of the Lord again about it. And this is the revelation he got. Now, this is the true revelation. And I want you to hear this clearly. Because my brother finna come behind with scripture. He's been laying down the foundation. Like I said, it's more than one part to this. This is part two. And he's leading into it. But I want to give to you, when Joseph Smith went back to the Lord to find out, hey, Lord, what happened? They failed. He said, this is the revelation that came through the stone that God had given unto him. He said, some revelations are of God. Some are of man, some are of the devil. Wow. Did you hear that? Some revelations of God, some are of man, and some are of the devil. Okay? So that revelation that Joseph Smith supposed to have got for the brethren to go to Toronto, hallelujah, it wasn't of God. It was of the devil or of the heart of man, okay? And he goes on to say, when man inquires the Lord concerning a matter, if he is deceived by his own carnal desires and is in error, he will receive an answer according to his erring heart, but it would not be a revelation from the Lord. Did you hear that? Critically
Amen.
Important. Critically with a capital C. Critically important, okay? Hallelujah. That in our prayers, when we're seeking God about something, that it is not, quote, based on our own carnal desires. Okay? That's very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Joseph Smith, that revelation didn't come from God. And you can see how things was going because Hiram Smith, he was in the wrong spirit.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, there's no need to go to the Lord about certain things when it's projected under the wrong spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Because Hiram Smith was like, hey, he got it. First of all, number one, he got impatient with Martin Harris. Oh, he's not moving fast enough, and he must be under transgression. He ain't selling. Number two, he said, hey, the proceeds we get, he don't need to get none of them. Now, why are you kicking the brother out completely now? The brother ain't did nothing to you. He's trying to sell the land. And not only do you say, hey, he take it too long, but hey, brother, let's kick him out the bunch. Don't give him nothing. Now, what kind of spirit is that? And then number three, you saying it's suggested to you, okay? It's suggested to you. Who suggested? And when? Now, you almost sound like you kind of had this thing already figured out, okay? From the get-go that, hey, we need to go another route beside Brother Martin. It sounds like you may got an issue there with Brother Martin, okay? Number four, when somebody is presenting all that to you, that should be your sign up front. Why would I ask the Lord about that when all you've given me is something under the wrong spirit? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he convinced Joseph Smith to do so. And Joseph did. And boom, he got this so-called revelation. But it wasn't from the Lord. And they failed.
Yes.
Because in this work of restitution, restoration, the wrong spirit is not going to rule. It's not going to rule, people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The spirit of the living God and the right spirit is going to rule. Not the wrong spirit. You're not going to be doing some dirty, low-down, conniving stuff and talking about, oh, this is the work of restoration. No, it ain't. That's the work of the devil. That's what that is.
Amen.
And you
Amen.
Think God's going to turn around and agree to something like that? You had something against a brother without a cause. And you was expecting God to honor it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And instead of Joseph Smith standing and say, hey, wait a minute, brother. Oh, no, now. We ain't doing that. And whoever suggested to you with the stuff you bringing to me, no, we ain't going that route. Instead of him doing that, he was convinced, okay, let me go ask the Lord. Now, just think if the Lord would have had them to be successful in that, then the rest of the stuff Hiram Smith said would go too. Do you understand what I'm saying? So then Martin Harris would have been kicked all out of everything, and he would have came back and wondered, what did I do? What did I do wrong to get done like this? That's deception, people. That's deception and low downness, and God does not operate in that spirit.
Amen.
So you're not going to be operating in some low-down deception and talking about, I'm going to do the work of the Lord. What Lord are you talking about? Because it ain't the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He don't work like that, people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he let the truth come out. Some revelations of God, some of the devil, and some of man. And what about the rest of the brethren? Why was they not praying? Why was they not seeking God? You understand what I'm saying? It's like all attention to, okay, let's go. Joseph Smith, you the front runner. Let's go to you. Go and inquire of the Lord. And so when Joseph Smith come and say, hey, I got a revelation, they go, oh, okay, well, we'll do it. Go up there and come back with nothing. Nothing at all. People, this work of restitution and restoration is so important, and it's going to be done so by the Lord Spirit. And ain't going to be no room for this treacherous low-down stuff, okay? And that's what's wrong today in many of the churches with many of God's people. We're trying to mix low-down, treacherous ways with the ways of God. And talking about, we're going to do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And like God going to sit up in heaven and say, yeah, you go, boy. You do that. Go ahead and set a pit for your neighbor. I'm going to back you up. Not happening. Not happening, hey. People. You can counsel that. This is what me and my brother sharing with you. We ain't just giving you, quote, the highs of Joseph Smith. We're going to give you the lows. This whole thing, once again, it is not centered on Joseph Smith. Why are we talking about Joseph Smith? Because he had a connection to this, but we're trying to show you the right and the wrong thing about it, okay? Plus, we're trying to let you know, yes, we are in the Church of Christ Eliza message. And many of you will go look online, and you're going to see online and say, hey, that church is a branch of the Latter-day Saints. Wrong. Okay?
Amen.
Wrong. It ain't no branch of no Latter-day Saints. Okay? Mormonism is not of God. And this is why we're showing you the wrong, because the wrong does not have a place in the work of restoration and restitution. Mormonism do not have a place in the work of restoration and restitution. Polygamy does not have a place in the restoration and restitution. Masonry does not have a place in the restoration and restitution. This stuff don't have a place, and this is why we are exposing this thing for what it is. So, no, the Church of Christ, Eliza Messi, is not a branch of the Latter-day Saints. Period.
Amen.
And we're just calling it out as it is. Because we got to, okay?
Yeah.
We got to. You got to. You got to circumcise this thing, okay? If it's being connected to you, you got to cut it off.
Yeah. Cut it off.
You can't walk around and say, well, Lord, the Lord going to do something about it. Well, he's waiting on you. You got to cut it off. And we have failed to do that completely in the Church of Christ Eliza message. That's why so many of you that are listening, when you see that, you go, oh, man, I'm disappointed. Man, these folk Mormons. Because of what you see on the website.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you it's wrong. And we're going to call out the deception. Because we got to show you that this stuff is not involved in the restoration restitution. There is no way we're going to be talking about God's work of restoring and restitution and not address the things that people are trying to connect to this work. It can't work because you can't go on without, you got to expose this. It has to be exposed, people.
Amen.
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 If I'm out there doing the ministry for the Lord in Jesus' name, and murder and adultery and fornication being attached to the ministry, I got to cut it off.
Right.
I got to call that thing out for what it is. No, you don't run around, going around hiding and talking about, well, I ain't worried about it. No, you got to call it out. You got to circumcise this thing. Cut this thing off.
Amen.
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 And I know some of you as Mormons who might, maybe you flip it through the channel. Oh, they said Joseph Smith. Because I know that'll catch your attention. All day we had to do is say the name, Joseph Smith. We ain't got to say nothing else. You're going to hit the button. You're going to stop. Oh, Joseph Smith. And so I know some of you will get mad at what you hear us saying. We still love you in the Lord. Thank God for you. That we love you. But the truth, let the truth be known. Okay? Joseph Smith, and this stuff that you hear us calling out over this amount of time was ungodly. You can sit up there and say, and I want to say this as I close. I was looking on a little thing, I think it was last night, you know, and we're going to get on this in another part of the series, the polygamy. All those wives, Joseph Smith. And here's the thing. Did you know that not only Joseph Smith was marrying all these women, but he was marrying some of these women and their daughters at the same time? Did you know that? Man, I mean, my God, he was marrying the daughter and turn around marrying the mama. He had the mama and the daughter. Now, for those of y'all in Mormonism, I love you. But ain't no way in the world. I don't care how many planets is out there in the orbit that you going to sit there and tell me that this is of God with all the words. All the words. Says no way, no how. And many of you come up here, as we have met some of you before, and talking about it was a revelation from the Lord. No, it wasn't. As my brother going to show to you as he go throughout this series, just like the Lord said, there's revelation from God, revelation from men, and revelation from the devil. And when it came to that polygamy stuff, we can rule out number one, because there wasn't no revelation from God. God ain't having you marrying a bunch of women, ages what? I think 15 or 16 on up. And not only is you marrying the daughter, you turn around mama marrying the mama too. So you married to the mama and the daughter. You talking about incest in large letters, okay?
Yeah.
To the fullest degree. This man was fulfilling his flesh. That's what was happening. The devil was accommodating him, and his own mind was accommodating him. And we have not did a proper job in the Church of Christ that lies a message, calling this thing out and exposing it. But we have run around for years letting this stuff be connected to us, and we have not circumcised it like it should. Well, guess what, people? Love you in the Lord, but today it starts today. We're circumcising this thing. We circumcised. We are cutting this thing off, okay, today.
Amen.
We finna cut this thing. We finna sever this thing, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So praise be to God. We cutting this thing off. And I know that God has our back. Ain't no doubt in my mind. Because it has been too long that we have sat on this thing, okay, and let all this stuff be connected to it. I mean, come on. A branch of the Latter-day Saints? Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You messing people up, okay? Hallelujah. What you think they'll say? They're going to say you Mormons. And whether you believe it or not, just think, what if it had on the website, the Church of Christ Elijah message is a branch of the KKK. Oh, we don't want to think about that, huh? Man, they'd be
Amen.
Calling the Church of Christ Elijah message Klansmen from here all the way to the end of the earth. You got to sever that thing, people. Listen, that's a personal word for any of you as believers that's listening. You can't let certain stuff be linked to you. You got to call it out. It's too many of us as Christians, we stay silent. We under the cover. Oh, maybe nobody will see me. They ain't going to see you, okay?
Amen.
And this stuff we talking about, oh, we don't talk about other churches. Listen, if this stuff, if you connecting this stuff to me and it's evil, I'm calling it out, period. I'm not running around with it connected to me. So guess what? The bus stops today, and we're calling this stuff out as it is. So on that note, I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your word go forth, Lord God, continue to go forth in the ears, hearts, and minds of the people, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God. Lord God, persuade them with your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, with your Holy Ghost, with your Spirit of truth, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Witness to them, O Lord God, that the things that we are saying to them are true and that they are righteous and that they are your word, O Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name. Thank you, Jesus. Now, my brother just got through telling you about Joseph Smith receiving this revelation, okay? Now, previous, before then, okay, before I get to the scriptures, okay, Joseph Smith had, the Lord had stopped communicating with Joseph Smith, okay, to Jesus. He had stopped revealing things to him because, and Joseph Smith at this time, when he asked, when you remember they was having their arguments, okay, when the brother, when Joseph Smith's brother hired, there was that Hiram Smith,
right?
When he got, he was angry at Martin Harris, okay, because
right.
wasn't able to sell his farm real fast, okay, because things like that take time, okay. Thank you, Jesus, and if they would have waited, what would have happened? Then they would have been in the will of God. But they didn't. But this man, he got in the spirit of contention, okay? And like my brother said, from the beginning, this thing was set against them, okay? And what they should have did, they should have turned to prayer at that time. They shouldn't have went one step further, okay?
Amen.
They should have went one step further with this thing, okay? They should have asked God. Because they wasn't humbling themselves, okay? They was angry. This man was angry, and he was telling this man, hey, you're not going to even get none of the profits, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Canada and sell the rights. Why would God tell you to sell the rights to a book that
Amen.
That he had reserved, okay, for all these centuries? God had reserved this book. Hallelujah, buried it so that nobody could get hold to it. Now you're going to just give the rights of it to some company? Don't be ridiculous. That wasn't God's will. Thank you, Jesus. And you talking about profiting from this? You weren't supposed to profit from this. You weren't supposed to get nothing
Amen.
From it. You're supposed to get no money from this book, the sale of this book. That's God's word. You don't sell it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because the devil just waiting for a chance to pounce on them, and he if he had got his hands on the copyrights, what would he have done? People, I mean, really foolish. They was foolish from the beginning, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And they didn't think. I thank God for David Whitney, okay? He was the only one
Amen.
That had the cool head, okay?
Amen.
He was the only one cool head, okay? He stayed cool, okay? And he wrote all this stuff down, thank you, Jesus. And he wrote it down for our sakes. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this witness, this man witnessing,
Amen.
Okay? And I said that this is the fourth chapter, okay, of that address, okay? The fourth chapter. And it said, at times, this is one of his quotes. At times, Brother Joseph would attempt to translate. He would look at in which the stone was placed, he found he was spiritually blind and could not translate. Okay? So at
Amen.
Time when Joseph Smith had went away from the word of God, okay, and was not spiritually minded, God went away from him. And
yeah.
he could not
Amen.
Translate. He was spiritually blind, okay? He couldn't see nothing. And this is what Brother David Whitner said. He said he told us that his mind dwelt too much on earthly things, and various causes would make him incapable of proceeding with the translation. When in this condition, he would go out and pray, and when he became sufficiently humble before God, he would then proceed with the translation. And now we see how very strict the Lord is, and how he requires the heart of man to be just, right in his sight, before he can receive revelation from God, from him. Okay, before you receive anything from God, you got to be right. Hallelujah! In your mind, your soul, and your spirit, God is gonna give that which is holy unto dogs. And
Amen.
Sometimes you become a dog yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So remember this, okay, as we're going along, some revelations are of God, some revelations are of man, and some revelations are of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And remember, God don't walk crookedly. God is not crooked. Okay?
Amen.
So what should these brothers should have done when Martin Harris didn't have the money? What should they have done? They should have sat down and said, "Let's sit here and talk about this thing, and let's pray and ask God what is His will." Okay, but what did Joseph Smith do? He went and he got that stone, and he put the stone in a hat, and he looked to see if God would give him an answer, right? Now, he knew that God wasn't dealing with him, right?
Amen.
So God wasn't dealing with him at that time. How are he going to get an answer from God, right?
Amen.
So who's the next person going to give him an answer? It's going to be
Amen.
Him. The devil gonna give him an answer, okay? And the devil came and gave him an answer, because this
Amen.
Man was spiritually blind at that time. He couldn't receive no revelations from God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's how strict God was, okay? And many times God told him, many times God cut off the gift. Said, "No, you ain't gonna receive this for a couple of weeks, for a few weeks. You ain't gonna have this, okay?" And then he had to pray and ask God to forgive him, okay, and get his heart sufficiently humble in order to receive this word of God further, okay? Thank you, Jesus, because God is serious. He ain't playing. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go to Jeremiah 14 chapter 11 verse to the 15th verse. And I'm going to just start reading, okay? Everybody got that? Jeremiah 14, chapter 11, verse to the 15th verse. "Then said the Lord unto me, pray not for this people, for their good." Why would God say that? Well, we're gonna go on further, okay? "When they fast, I will not hear their cry." How is that possible? That when you
Amen.
Fast, God won't hear your cry. "And when they offer burnt offerings and an oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword," that means by war, "and by the famine, and by pestilence." Thank you, Jesus. Signs, that those are the signs unto you, okay, that you enter into sin. 13th verse. "Then said I, Lord God, behold, the prophets say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in the place. Now the false prophet came to them and told them that they would not see war, okay? That the sword would not come, okay? That famine would not come. That the Lord would give them peace in a sure way. Now, what we've been hearing this same thing from the how many times have you been listening to people and they say everything's going to be all right? Everything is not going to be all right. Why? Why did God allow the things that's happening to happen? It's for a reason.
Amen.
Right? So you sit by saying, oh, God, it's going to be all right. Joseph Smith said, go on up there. What did Joseph Smith say? Joseph Smith said, go up there to Toronto, Canada. But the Lord, the stone said, go up there to Toronto, Canada, right? And the Lord didn't tell him that. Who told him that? The devil.
Amen.
They went up there, right, and nothing, and it didn't bear no fruit. They couldn't be, they weren't successful, right? They came back kind of angry, right? And they said, I thought you said the Lord told you that. Yes, the Lord did tell me. But let me consult it again, right? And then he consulted the Lord again, okay? This time, okay? And the Lord spoke to him truly. This is the Lord this time that spoke to him, that told him that some revelations are of God, some revelations are of man, and some revelations are of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. What was the Lord telling him? What was the Lord telling him? He wasn't careful. This man was not careful in the thing that he was supposed to be doing. He was supposed to get close to God, okay, in all things. Thank you, Jesus, because from the very get-go, Satan was trying to get those plates away from Joseph Smith. He was trying everything in his power. He sent people to try to steal those plates from him.
Yeah.
Because the devil didn't want this word to get out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let's go on with I'm going to continue on with this Jeremiah, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Then, 14th verse says, then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. You think the prophets can't prophesy lies in God's name? Huh? Hallelujah. They did it back in the Old Testament time, okay? Hallelujah. When they were stoning prophets for lying, okay?
Yeah.
I sent them not. God said, I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination. What does this divination mean? That means it came from Satan. And a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Hallelujah. They were deceived because their hearts was deceived, okay? They already had deceit in their hearts, okay? That's why they was able to be deceived. 15th verse says, therefore, thus said the Lord, concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's pop over to the 15th chapter, okay? Now, I hope you're getting this. You better write this down. 15th chapter started the first to the seventh verse, okay? I'm going to just read through it, okay, real quick. Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. Think that it won't. The word that we bring into you, okay? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. The word of truth would seem. Hallelujah! A lot of people already got their mind set up. They already got their wheels set against God. Okay, they already got made up in their mind that they not gonna receive nothing but what they already so-called have, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, these same people talking about they got the Bible, right?
Amen.
Are they obeying the Bible that they have?
My Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Do they know the Bible that they have? Do they understand the Bible that they have? Yeah, they'll sit there and claim, make all these proclamations of how smart they are and how they went to seminaries and how they went to schools. Hallelujah. How they have many hours of prophecy training. Thank you, Jesus. But yet they fail. Because they're led by what? The dictates the ways of man. Okay, you can't teach these things to a man. You can only teach
Amen.
Men how, you can only teach men to be led by the Holy Spirit of God. You can't teach them how to be a prophecy expert. There's no such thing as a prophecy expert. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody
Amen.
Tell you that they're a prophecy expert, they lying. Ain't no prophecy expert. Thank you, gee. I don't care if God been dealing with you all kind of dreams. I don't care if you got it like Joseph had it. You ain't no master of no prophecy.
Amen.
I would be getting that.
Amen.
All you people that wearing that name of prophet, you better take that name off of you. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall come to pass if they, this is the second verse, and it shall come to pass if they say unto thee, whither shall we go forth? Then thou shalt tell them, thus saith the Lord, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, that's war, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the captivity to the captivity, okay? And the Lord appoints these four kinds over those who follow not after him, okay? These children that go into sin, God appoints these things over you. What? Death, famine, sword, right? Famine and pest and captivity. You'll be sold into slavery. Third verse. And I will appoint over them four kinds, said the Lord, the sword to slay, the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and to destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. You see how Israel was scattered among all the nations when they sinned against God? God just
Amen.
Scattered them because of their sin. Because
Amen.
Of Manasseh, okay? He said, and I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. Because he led their hearts away from the Lord God Almighty, okay? For who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem, or who shall bemoan thee, or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Now, you remember that first verse up there when the Lord said, though Moses and Samuel, and you know how the Lord regarded Moses and Samuel, right? Though they, though they stood before him, yet his mind could not be changed toward these people, okay? God was mad. God was angry, man.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So God going to put it on you. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. The verse says, for who shall have pity upon thee, O Jerusalem, or who shall bemoan thee, or who shall go aside to ask how thou doest? Thou hast forsaken me. Why? Because you have forsaken God.
Amen.
Said the Lord, thou art gone backwards. Thank you, Jesus. That means you got you backwards means you got perverted. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Disobedient to God. I will stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That means the Lord many times was going to destroy you, but he repented of it. He turned away from it. Thank you, Jesus. But you kept on going on in your sins. America kept going on in its sins. America, hallelujah, said, hey, we're going to legalize everything that God says is wrong. We're going to legalize it and say it's all right.
Yeah.
We're going to legalize abortion. We're going to legalize drugs. We're going to legalize same-sex marriage. We're going to legalize Islam coming into America, hallelujah, and we're going to make laws to protect Islam in America.
Yeah.
That spirit, you're going to protect that spirit. That's what you're protecting. You ain't protecting people. You're protecting that evil, demonic spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people since they return not from their ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. America, time for you to wake up. Time for
Amen.
You to turn. This by the Lord is sending you these three books. This is why the Lord is sending you this record of Nephi, this Bible, this word of the Lord, okay? He's sending you this, these things, okay? And all of them, all three of these books, hallelujah, what did they testify? They testify of your sins, of your iniquities, of your transgressions against the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Continue in your sins. You're going to die in your sins, and you're going to go to hell. And you're going to be with your master, the devil.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I told you I was going to give you both the shotgun barrels, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we told you, furthermore, we laid out for you the whole scheme of how the devil destroyed the church, right? The church of Christ,
yeah.
Right? We laid out that whole scheme to you. We showed you how he did it from dates. We showed you dates, everything. Okay? That the church, from the time that the church got completely wiped out. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. And we told you about the 1,260-year period that the devil's church will rule. We told you that, right? We ain't telling you
Amen.
That. The Bible, the Word of God is telling you that.
Amen.
This is not our word. This is the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you can ignore it if you want to. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we came all the way up from there, okay? We came all the way, and we proved all the things that we told you, okay? The reason why you need a restoration. Thank you, Jesus. The reason why God has to send John the Baptist to restore all things. Why he
Amen.
Is the Elias. He is the Ancient of Days, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Why he is that prophet. Prophesied, hallelujah, of Moses. Hallelujah, that prophet. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And who is sending this John? Who is setting up his church? Who is the one that set the record of Nephi up, hallelujah, so it can be recovered? The Lord God did that. This is his work.
Amen.
This ain't our work. This ain't man's work. This ain't the angel's work. This is God's work. His hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His hand. It's the one that's cutting that stone out of the mountain without hands, okay?
Amen.
On this rock I build my church. Thank you, Jesus. Upon this rock, what rock? The rock of God's truth, that I am the Lord God, that I am the Messiah, that I am the Son of God. Thank you, Jesus. Upon this rock I build my church, the truth of who I am. Thank you, Jesus. So we ain't coming at you with no new, we ain't coming at you with no new gospel. We come to you with the restored gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, that was, hallelujah, that God sent when he sent John the Baptist, hallelujah, and he made him to be born with what? The Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Thank you, Jesus. Let you get your breath. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank God
Take
for the
away.
Word that my brother has been bringing. And like I said, you know, we part three is going to be tomorrow. And for those of you that listen to us, you know by now, you know, we don't fly through things. And we want you to get it. And we're giving it to the best that we know how in Christ. And so this is why we're giving you so much of time on this subject. And as my brother had let you know, that, hey, these you have those doing false prophesying, and they're doing it in the name of Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
And see, people, this is another reason why you need to have an establishment of a relationship with Christ for you. Okay. Because whether you understand it or not, we're living in the days of deception. Okay.
Yeah.
And like I said, so many people, even in Joe Smith time, was deceived by these false revelations. Okay. They, cause basically what they follow after Joseph. They just simply put it. Okay. They saw that God at one time used Joseph, and what happened was they went overboard in that area. Okay. See, many times you can go to extreme in either way. Okay. Instead of staying balanced. And that's one of the problems today among many believers, that we're not staying balanced. We go in extremes on one or the other, you know, and not being balanced in Christ. And so the people, you know, because they saw, hey, God, you and Joseph, so, you know, hey. And Joseph go back and bring false revelation. Yes. Yes, the Lord said it. And so they, oh, well, Joseph said the Lord said it. See, that's how some of the brothers did in what we were telling you about, you know. Notice you didn't read nothing about us saying, well, and they went to sought the Lord for themselves. No, they sit up there. When Joseph went and went toward about that with this stone, and as my brother told you, God had quit communicating with him for a while because Joseph had fallen off. He had his mind on the things of this world. He did not remain spiritually minded and in Christ, and so he wasn't hearing from God. And so therefore, you know, oh, okay, you know, and he was given something to inquire the Lord about, which involved deception. And then my brother said, why would you ask God about something that involves deception?
Amen.
Okay. And talking about, I'm going to see if God okay it. Huh? You know?
Amen.
You know, that's equivalent to saying, hey, I think we need to go to worship in another building and leave brother so-and-so out. Hey, won't you ask the Lord see if that's all right? It, you know, something like that, you know, really some things, people, you don't have to pray about. Some things are just obvious. It's just right dead up front, okay? Somebody come and ask you, say, hey, I want to get married, and I saw this woman I like, but she's married. Would you ask the Lord if it's okay that she become my wife? Why would you pray about that? You know, that ain't even nothing to pray. See, people, you know, many times, and some of us that do it, you know, we haven't grown spiritually, okay? And then some are doing, we just plainly ain't thinking, okay, that some things you don't even have to go to God about, because it's so obvious up front that it should make you turn to the person that asks you, and you go, why would I even ask God about something like that? You know? But, and you notice that what we read to you, it wasn't like it was hard for them to convince Joseph to ask God. Which, in that matter, that tells me possibly a couple of things concerning Joseph Smith, because as we read that David Whitmer said, you know, he got Joseph Smith to agree to asking the Lord, and it wasn't like he said, well, and he, after hours and hours of debating with Joseph, he finally convinced him. It wasn't none of that. It's like from the impression of the notes that it really wasn't too hard to convince Joseph to go ask the Lord something about that.
Amen.
Okay. I don't care, people, how God have used you for something. It doesn't mean that you are advanced spiritually like you think.
Amen.
And just because God used certain people, it doesn't mean that they are growing in the word like they should. You know what I'm saying? I give this example a lot. Look at your gospel music world today.
Yeah.
There is no doubt in my mind the majority of the gospel singers do not really get in the word.
Amen.
You say, well, hey, they make gospel songs with scripture. Yeah, anybody can pick a scripture out. Now, don't get me wrong. Here's the other side of that. Some of them God is using by singing his word. But just because he's using them by singing his word doesn't mean that they are schooled in the scriptures.
Yes. Amen.
And the reason why I've seen this is because of the quick collaboration they're willing to do with sinners. To what? Make a gospel song. When the word said, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers.
Yeah.
Okay? And they justified it. And then among the other stuff that they are doing in the name of the gospel.
Yeah.
So that had told me from what I'm seeing from many of these gospel singers, no, there's no doubt in my mind that they don't really, they're not really into the word of God like you think.
Yeah.
Some of them are just picking scriptures out of the Bible and making songs. And some of them that are doing it, God has anointed it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that God ain't used none of them. There are some God has been using. But what I do see is despite their being used, it doesn't mean that they have grown in the word of God. And it doesn't mean that they constantly having a study life with God.
Amen.
Some of them is going to their pastors for everything. They pick out a scripture. And say, I wonder what this means, pastor. And pastor tell them, they write it out. Boom, they go on by their bid. Well, y'all can either say amen or owe me or anyhow. You can say either one of them. Okay. It's up to you, but I'm telling you, this stuff, and if you don't believe me, just keep watching. This stuff going to be exposed more. Those of you that have been getting in the word of God, you're going to see it. You're going to see it with many of these gospel artists. It's going to come, it's going to be unveiled to you. You're going to be like, wow, they really don't know the word. What is they saying? That's what you're going to be saying.
Amen.
Listen, people are saying stuff now today, and they passing it over for God. I done had people quote stuff to me that ain't nowhere in the scripture. They said, well, you know God said, and they quote. I said, where you get that from? Well, ain't that what it said? Wait a minute. Now you ask me, ain't? Well, what? Wait a minute. I thought you knew. You know, the one in the famous one, they said, you know, God won't put nothing more on you than you can bear. I said, where you find it at? Well, ain't that the Bible? I said, the Bible said God would not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. That's what the word says. Okay? So you got people.
Amen.
They seeing stuff and they passing over for God, and they say, well, you know God said, and they'll quote some stuff to you, and you just look at them like, and you go, where you get that from? Well, the Bible said that. Most of the time they ain't heard somebody else said it, okay, and they're repeating it. And say they'll quote it, and it ain't nowhere found in Scripture.
Amen.
And so many people are taking the bait. You know why? Because they ain't studying themselves. That's why. And they go around, ooh, you know what he told me? He told me God said, you like, well, God said what? And you got that from where? What Bible you talking about? You got to show me. Now when you start asking for evidence like that, it's in there. You got to look. Well, it's in there. Ain't telling me nothing. You got to tell me where you get that from, because I don't believe that's in there. So either they finna walk away from you, or they finna ask you, say, ain't that what it's supposed to be? When they get to asking that ain't, you already know then. Oh, man, you just repeated something you heard. Because ain't no way in the world you read something like that, okay? But that's what's happening, people. And in Revelation, this is why me and my brother, we come with this stuff, and we telling you to go to the Lord. We ain't coming on here threatening you, saying you better hear us and you don't and this, but no, we ain't telling you no stuff like that.
Amen.
We pointing you to the Lord. And I know so many of y'all going to disagree with what we're saying. I know this. My brother know this. You know, we know everybody ain't going to disagree. We know that.
Yeah.
But we know some is going to disagree. You know, just like these broadcasts that we've been doing, I've been boosting on Facebook, and everybody ain't in agreement. We got, and God has blessed us, from what I've seen over the past 2 or 3 months or 4 months or so, we've got a lot of likes and a lot of loves. Now, on the other hand, we have got a few scragglers here and there that wants to make a mockery of it. You're going to have that. So everybody is not going to agree. Everybody's not going to take it serious, okay? What do me and my brother do? We go to bed at night and have a good night's sleep. That's what we do. Why? Because that is not our job to worry. We're not called to worry of people accepting it. Now, don't get me wrong. We would like for you to accept it and take it to the Lord. We would love that, okay? But however, if you got to a point where you say, I ain't asking God nothing, what we're going to do is we're going to shake the dust off our feet and we're going to go on. That's what exactly what we're going to do. We're not going to sit there and bawl and tell God we ain't doing nothing else no more, and, you know, and all that, and sit up there and open the door for us to be cursed. Okay? We ain't doing nothing that. Okay? So, we just going to go on.
Amen.
And God has blessed us on this broadcast. Thank God for, you know, since my brother here been joined on the broadcast, and him and I, and myself been able to do a tag team on it to bring this word to you all that's listening. We have had our tests during this time. Okay? We might sound like to you that, you know, like it's like a bed of roses, but it ain't. It's been a challenge, people, okay? It's been a challenge to bring this word to you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if y'all think that all we doing is sitting on the bed or watching soap operas and pick a time and say, oh, we better get ready to tell them something. That ain't how it's happening, people. We've had challenges. My God, okay? We had had it, okay? And I'm not trying to toot our own horn. I'm just letting you know, it's not simple like some of you may think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that simple. Why? Because when a major enemy, Satan, is out there, and he said, I'm not letting you get into this thing easy. I'm not letting you tell this easy. I mean, he's been messing with us in many different angles, okay?
Yes.
But we had to persevere. We had to press through and come on. Let us be real with you. You think every time we were filling up the par to come on the broadcast? No. Not every time. Come on, people. But see, that's faith is not feelings. Okay?
Amen.
Faith is not feelings.
Amen.
If you go by your feelings, you will be like a roller coaster, up today, down tomorrow, up today, down. No, you will be yo-yo-itis, okay? God can't go with that.
Amen.
So many times we have had to press our way on to these broadcasts despite satanic attack.
Yes.
Believing that God will bless, and he did. He has, and he still will, many times. And once we pressed on and came on and got to spreading the word, Spirit of the Lord took over. God started dealing with us. And that's how it has to be, people. I mean, if you're going to proclaim Christ, what did Jews say? Contend for the faith that once was delivered to the saints. You got to be willing to contend for the faith. If you ain't, okay, this ain't the pew thing now where you just sit there. You're going to have to. And I'm going to tell you, some of you that have been dodging confrontation and stuff and thought you getting off scot-free, your time finna come. You're going to make a decision. You either going to contend for the faith or you going to give in to the other side. Because there is no in-between, people. There is no in-between.
There is no.
Now, tomorrow we're going to be coming with part three. Amen.
Amen.
Of this false revelation teaching and practices, revelation part three. We're going to be coming with part three tomorrow. Amen. And as my brother say, I pray that you're writing this down, getting this down, you know, so you can go back to the Lord in prayer. So on that note, I'm going to let my brother open up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, Father, we pray, Lord God, we intercede, we stand in the gap, we make up the head, O Lord God, for those that are listening, Lord God, to these words, O Lord God, that the eyes of their understanding might be enlightened, that they may know what is the hope is calling, O Lord God, what the hope, Lord God, of these words, O Lord God, how it was the meaning of these words, Lord God, that you might take all the blindness off of their eyes, how to take the stoppers out of their ears, Lord God, cause their tongue to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. For this is what this is all about, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he must have his way. Not our way, but the way of the Lamb, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your will be done, Father, as it is in heaven, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus we pray, Lord God. Hallelujah. That all deceiving spirits.
Yes, Lord.
All spirits, O Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Mormonism will be broken, be scattered in Jesus Christ's name,
yes,
O Lord God. Hallelujah. Scatter them, O Lord God. Hallelujah. With your mighty hand, O Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. Scatter the enemy in Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God. Send your word, O Lord God. Send your angels, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ before this word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, Lord Jesus. And, Father, we pray that you bring them back again, O Lord God, to hear these words of truth, O Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen and amen. Glory be to God. You know, people, it's been another blessed broadcast. Thank God for blessing us to come with the word today. Don't forget, tomorrow night, part three, 6 to 6:30, me and my brother will be back tomorrow night, and as well at 7 o'clock. Brother Manuel Murphy will come with a broadcast. Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, for Brother Robert Gross, his brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.